Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, everybody. This is Adam, host of the podcast you're about to listen to. Don't skip this. It's not an ad. I'm just jumping in to welcome you to a very special The News Moves Fast edition of Unpopular Opinion. We recorded this episode on Friday, and between then and now, there have been some updates. It's what happens when you cover the timely news topics. Unfortunately, none of those updates involve the needle that is currently embedded in my jaw. What? Listen to the episode. We talk about it. But when there is an update, you'll know it's coming because you'll hear this. That's right. It's also the sound you hear when the purge starts. Feels appropriate for 2022 America. Anyway, thanks. We love you. Let's get to the show.
El futuro tiene nada más que la confrontación.
Hey, welcome to Unpopular Opinion. I'm your host, Adam Todd Brown. I used to write a bunch of weekly columns for a bunch of internet places, and I would use those columns to put forth all sorts of crazy opinions. Then I would come on this fucking show to defend those opinions. But now, whatever. Joining me today, he's my co-host. He hosts a bunch of other podcasts. His name is Jeff. He has cool friends. He doesn't like sports. Ladies and gentlemen, Jeff May. Also joining us, he's normally here when we have stuff to talk about that's sad. But now, today, he's here to make us sad with his opinions about condiments. He's also a fantastic comedian. Go listen to him tell jokes sometime. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Tiff Myers. It's gonna be a great fucking show. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Unpopular Opinion. I'm your host, Adam Todd Brown. Jeff, what are you doing with your fucking mouth?
What? I was
okay.
I was having it. I was having a mouth, I
guess.
Well, don't.
What do you need a mouth for? What do you need a mouth for? Hey, Jeff's here.
You want to know what that mouth do? I talk about
it. I am too distracted by a Tiff's 4-gallon jug
Jesus
of water,
Christ, man,
to say anything further.
That is a 40-pound jug of water right there.
Yeah, it's just a gallon of water.
Are you back in Saudi Arabia? Why do you need that much water right now?
No, because, so my wife's pregnant and she walked around with like a gallon of water. And like, I'm like, God, it's a great idea. I don't feel like getting up. So,
now so you're having
water.
Sympathy water. He's having
a gallon
sympathy
of water
thirst
now
from his pregnant wife.
Mm-hmm. Hey, that's a Tiff Myers, by the
Congratulations
way.
Congratulations on being a stepdad.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, no, what's up, everybody? I hope this isn't going to be sad.
No, I don't think it will be. Up top, it's going to be, I don't know, sad, but I got some weird stuff to talk about because this was going to be a more in-depth, deep dive into the results of the midterm elections. But for one thing, those results aren't all the way in yet. But also, I had a little bit of a calamity this week.
A bit of an oops.
Yeah, is that the way to put it? I went to the dentist to get a cleaning and a crown, simple procedure. And in the process of numbing up my teeth, the dentist broke an anesthesia needle off in my jaw. And this is a very rare thing. I don't want to go into too much detail, mostly because I'm not sure how much I'm supposed to be talking right now. Because I have a sharp piece of metal lodged in my head, very near my cornea. And I'm going to have to get surgery over it. I don't know when that happens, how much I'm going to be able to talk. Jeff might have to host for a couple weeks.
No,
we're gonna
call this the worst.
We're gonna call this the perjury.
Jeff, I hope you're comfortable hosting your own podcast for a change.
You know what? I don't know if I can handle it.
Yeah, it's going to be rough. I'll walk you through. I'll be in the booth.
The puppet master. Wait, you'll be like, a fucking maestro. Just
like the
fucking
NSYNC video.
Yeah, can we get like an E-Bombs World soundboard of you just saying things?
I mean, probably for as long as I can talk until this needle shifts and cuts my vocal cords or something.
I'm going to need you to record pre-intros. You're going to need to record this here.
So yeah, this is all a very new development for me. I spent most of the day yesterday at UCLA, and I'm going to have like for real operating room surgery to get a needle taken out of my head. So stay tuned. Please don't cancel your Patreon subscriptions.
Please, please don't kill Adam.
Yeah, please don't let me die of the American healthcare system.
How do you sleep?
What?
On a pile of money. How you sleeping?
Like,
I sleep on the left side of my body because the only time the needle hurts is when I lay on my back. So I imagine it's just like sliding into my brain.
It's just falling closer and closer.
Yeah, yeah. And if I sleep on the side where the needle is, I'm afraid I'm going to like fucking jostle it around. So I can only sleep on one side of my body. I have to take antibiotics, but they also said it might not be able to, the needle might not be able to come out for 6 to 8 weeks. And I'm like, I can't take antibiotics for 6 to 8 weeks. Antibiotics will never work on me again if I do that. Yeah. So, like, how do I navigate those 5 to 7 weeks where I can't?
I have an idea. Hear me out.
Sure.
What if you sleep on your tum-tum?
Okay.
And you put a magnet.
I was going to say, magnet.
Right under your face in your pillow. And slowly but surely, that some bitch is going to come out like a splinter.
Yeah. Or Vicks Vaporub. Draw it to the surface like a boil. And there I just have a fucking huge needle pop out of the side of my face. Anyway, so that's why we're doing an unpopular opinions episode this week. I didn't have a ton of time for research because I had the weirdest medical emergency of my life. This is going to be this is like dental journal shit. Like I looked it up and this happens like, it's like a fucking comet passing the earth. So yeah, I got a medical implement in my body. I texted Jeff the x-ray. It is metal as fuck. It looked like it looked like they turned the fire filter on when they did that x-ray. My skull looks like flames.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I can't. So here's the thing, and I guess I can say this now, but for the past roughly 24 hours, I have been like stressed out of my mind over this happening to you.
Yeah, so and imagine so
I can't imagine what you're going through.
Or my wife. Imagine how my wife.
Yeah.
My wife feeling right now. Yeah, my wife. Yeah. Yeah, this I could go on the conspiracy theory lecture circuit with this x-ray and be like, look what the government did to me. It's in there. You can see it. No one will take it out. Meanwhile, I have it in my pocket. Like I'm wearing it around my neck.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's been my week. Should we get into some unpopular opinions? I do still want to talk about the election a little bit. Yeah. I'll start off. I think Democrats should take it easy on the "we defeated fascism" talk as it relates to the midterms. For one thing, as we record this, the races to determine if the Senate stays with Democrats haven't even concluded.
Yeah.
Like Raphael Warnock and Herschel Walker are going to a runoff in December. And there are two other races, Nevada and Arizona, which depending on how they go, either Herschel Walker and Raphael Warnock is going to be one of the most important Senate elections of all time, or it's not going to mean shit. Heyo, update time. As I'm sure we all know by now, Democrats won those two races, and as a result, maintain control of the Senate. As I speak these words right now, control of the House is still up in the air. But I'm sure that will change immediately after I'm done recording these updates. Also, I was wrong about something I said here, which is that the Herschel Walker versus Raphael Warnock race doesn't matter now that Democrats have won Arizona and Nevada. While it is true that they'll maintain control of the Senate no matter how that race unfolds, I didn't take Joe Manchin into account. He's a Democrat, but with a huge set of quotes around the word. He is far from a guaranteed party line vote, So holding on to that Georgia seat would give Democrats a means of nullifying that guy's shenanigans. So correction, that race still means a whole lot. As for how it's going to go, that is anyone's guess, really. What's complicating matters is Chase Oliver, the Libertarian candidate who siphoned away enough votes to make that December runoff necessary. The question is, were the people who voted for him more likely to have voted for Warnock or Walker? Because the part where Chase Oliver is a pro-gun Libertarian would suggest Herschel Walker will get those votes. But Chase Oliver is also pro-choice, anti-cop, and describes himself as the state's first LGBTQ+ candidate. And that all seems like it would speak to his voters maybe leaning toward Raphael Warnock. Or, you know, maybe the people who voted for Chase Oliver just won't vote this time around. Who knows? None of us will know for a while now. But hey, enjoy that extra month of midterm elections, Georgia. And let's get back to the show. But fascism hasn't been defeated yet.
It's funny that with the Georgia thing, it's funny. With the Georgia thing, I'm kind of wondering, and I was thinking about this the other day, I'm like, are they going to have to activate the National Guard to ensure that this election goes off without a fucking nightmare if it's a runoff?
Probably.
That way. I mean, yeah. It is a runoff. So, like, they're going to have to activate that, right? To prevent fucking people from, like, threatening voters and shit like that?
Yes. I could see that being a thing. And I don't know if I want to say to their credit, but Brian Kemp, who won re-election for governor in Georgia, at least when he was pushed by Trump to overturn the election, he was like, no, we're not going to do that. That's the thing. I don't want to act like this was bad for Democrats. Like, there were some very positive things.
Sure.
Most of the election, or a lot of the election deniers that were running, lost. But I do wonder how much of that is abortion, because most of those election deniers were also like, I support an abortion ban with no exceptions at all. And most of those people lost. Like, I think all the people we talked about last week, all those crazy bastards lost.
It's one of those situations, too, where, like, this is the energy that I'm getting out of this is like, you just ran 2 miles, which is great, but it's a marathon. And they're celebrating like they finished the marathon.
Yeah.
I don't know, my brother lives in Georgia, and he's just like, it's weird how, like, what do you say, 88% of, like, all evangelical Christians in Georgia voted fucking Herschel Walker instead of the actual, like, reverend.
Yeah, that's like, insane.
Evangelical Christians, if you believe in something, if you are a member of a sect that they are not a part of, they do not consider you to be on their team.
Yeah.
Like, if you're Catholic, they do not consider you Christian.
Fucking Herschel Walker, though? Like, Jesus Christ.
It's funny, too, because they've been using Fetterman as the left's version of Herschel Walker.
I was just going to say that. That is not even sort of the same thing.
And it's not even close, because Herschel Walker is just a walking concussion with a head full of oatmeal, and Fetterman had a stroke that he's recovering.
Fetterman had a stroke, and he wears entirely too many hoodies. But
it's cold in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Somebody, it's cold. Like, I get that.
Yeah.
It's funny. I'm with the wording for it, but it was like, oh, yeah, this America finally needs its first Godsmack superfan president. Shout out to Mike Fellows for that one.
Yeah, the other thing about how Democrats performed in this election, me and Jeff dealt with this in the Unpops Patreon comments this week. There was this person who was like, first mad that we criticized Biden on last week's episode, which, my fucking God-given right, baby. I'm an American. I can criticize the president.
It's true.
And
don't you know people are beyond reproach?
Yeah, exactly. And, like, I don't want to get too much into the back and forth, but after the midterms, which, again, are still ongoing, that person jumped in and was like, see what happens when America rallies behind an effective president? And it's like, go look at the exit polls where they asked people who voted Democrat how they felt about Joe Biden. In a lot of these battleground states, the people who voted for Democrats also, by a margin of like 65%, said they don't want Biden to run for re-election. This is not a fucking endorsement of Joe Biden. This was a rejection of Republicans. It doesn't mean America has rallied around Joe Biden.
And beyond that, too, it was a rejection against fundamentalist Trumpy Republicans, too.
Yeah.
Moderate Republicans did fucking great.
Well, yeah, Ron DeSantis. That's the other thing. Yeah. When we're cheering about fascism being over, Ron DeSantis won by something like 1.5 million votes. Like, Florida is firmly a red state now. I can't picture, after DeSantis performing the way he did, I can't picture a Democrat winning Florida at any point in the near future. And if DeSantis can get that same kind of energy going nationwide, you can't fucking run Joe Biden against that guy. Like, Ron DeSantis is the nightmare. He is Trump values, but he is a, I believe, Yale educated lawyer.
Yeah, super smart guy.
He knows how to be reserved enough to not fly off the handle the way Trump does. Like, and that is fucking terrifying.
And he knows how to govern. Like, even if you don't agree with his policies, he actually does shit. He doesn't just, like, Trump campaigns on emotions. And Ron DeSantis in his victory speech said Florida is where woke goes to die.
Yeah.
Like
it's like the right wing Austin.
Yeah, a little bit.
Keep Florida racist.
But Tua got like 100,000 votes, so that's good.
Tua, like, Tagovailoa?
Yeah, maybe he could come up like in 2024 Tua for Florida.
And none
governor.
For none for Tyreek Hill?
I don't think so, no.
Damn.
Tell me
what's this world coming to?
Yeah, yeah.
But like, I think Democrats, you're right. They play to like not lose instead of trying to play to win. And yeah, you're right. That's not a fucking victory.
Yeah, I think I can see the DNC. I can see Joe Biden. Like, they've already, there have been people asking, reporters asking Joe Biden about these exit polls that are like, listen, these people voted Democrat, but they don't want to vote for you in 2024. And he's like, watch me. That was his response. Fuck. He said, watch me.
He looks like he's already embalmed. I'm sorry. Like, I get it, but like, and it's one of those things too, where like, there is this sentiment going around that if we are not fully in line and fully behind every decision that these people are making, that we are opening the doors to fascism, which is fascism.
Yes.
Like, that is exactly that. And it's embarrassing to like, to be a fan of a politician like that, or to like make them seem untouchable or beyond rebuke in any way, is the most embarrassing thing you could be. These are essentially, and like, you hate to be one of these like, my taxes pay your salary people, but these are our employees.
Yeah,
these are the people that are, we choose to work for us so they can do the things that we think will improve the country.
Yeah,
fuck, man.
And again, I'm very happy about how things went in the midterms, at least as far as if the results that are in right now hold, like especially Carrie Lake losing, Doug Mastriano losing. That's huge. Like, those are the people that were going to just steal the election in 2024.
Arizona is going to go from a figurative battleground state to a literal battleground state.
Yes.
As a result of this shit. Like, guns are going to be drawn over this election.
Probably.
But, like, if Trump, like, runs again in 2024, won't he steal votes from DeSantis?
In the primary.
See if he goes full indie? Okay. But I think he goes like independent.
I think he'll get primaried to shit. And I hope he does run independent, actually. That would be literally the best thing we could have. And he is,
right?
He is one of those people that is egotistical enough to try that. And that, I feel like that's the Democrats' only hope in 2024. Because if DeSantis has no barriers, he's going to plow over Joe Biden.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like this is promising for Democrats in 2024. They just have to run the right candidate for a change. Like, it can't always, like, it's time to go on the offensive in that way and stop playing rope-a-dope with Trump supporters. DeSantis is going to be a problem.
Yeah.
He is a problem already.
He's a huge problem, and it's going to take, I'm sorry, it's going to take more than Joe Biden to beat him, and that's not me saying I want DeSantis to win. Of course, I don't fucking want Ron DeSantis to be our president. I don't want him to be the governor of Florida, and I don't even fucking go to Florida, ever.
Yeah.
But...
so you get ripped off by a fortune teller again.
Yeah, exactly. What's Ron DeSantis doing to shut down Casadega? Reopen that Disney park that was all river water that gave someone a brain-eating amoeba.
Hell yeah.
These are the issues I care about.
All those people voted for Ron DeSantis.
Fuck.
So yeah, to summarize, I think we're all happy about what seems to have happened in the midterms. It didn't turn into the red wave that people said it was going to be, but just don't get ahead of yourselves. Like, this is not over, and it is not proof that Joe Biden is the right choice in 2024.
It's not over. Nothing is over.
We don't even know who our fucking mayor is yet, right? It could be a fucking dude who wants to imprison fucking homeless people.
Oh, God, I can't believe that.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I can't believe that people would be like, Rick Caruso. The fact that all these, like, rich fucking millionaires are like, I'm a Democrat and I voted for Rick Caruso, who's a Democrat, is like, that motherfucker is a Republican.
Yeah, he was Republican, like, 2 years ago. He just switched teams.
He switched 18 days before he filed to run.
Yeah, yeah. That's not even 3 weeks.
I could at least give it a month, man.
Yeah, Christ.
Yeah. The LA mayor's race, I think, is really indicative of what people who vote Democrat, it's kind of indicative of what we're up against, where we had Rick Caruso, who is a huge problem, but then also Karen Bass.
The Biden of LA.
Yeah, she seems progressive, but when you look into how she votes and where she gets her money, that's not great. And then there's this scandal that happened in the midst of the mayor's race where this video came out where she gave this glowing speech about L. Ron Hubbard at a Scientology center in L.A. And she was like, I know your founder's creed is a creed of love. And then in the debate against Rick Caruso, one of the moderators was like, are we supposed to believe you didn't know Scientology was bad when you did that? And she her actual answer was, oh, I knew about some of their abuses. And it's like, God damn it. Like, fuck. I'm supposed to be, and that's the thing, like, I'm supposed to be enthusiastic about voting for Karen Bass. Meanwhile, let any comedian go do a show at the Scientology Center in L.A. That motherfucker will be canceled immediately on both sides of the fucking aisle. They would be run out of L.A.
You know what's a wild side story? I dated an actor for a while, and she said the most respectful and best treatment she has ever received on a shoot was for Scientology. And it was like, they would always be constantly filming shit. They were always doing, like, in unit stuff. So, like, videos that we'll never see, but they always watch. She's like, the pay was better than I've ever gotten. The treatment that I got was ever gotten. And she's like, it is jarring. It is an upsetting level of, like, weirdness to that.
Yeah, I imagine when you're that fucking corrupt and evil, when an outsider comes in, you want to be pretty nice when they're there. Yeah. I would not take that as a reflection of Scientology.
No, it's probably like a money laundering thing too.
Yeah, yeah, I could see that too.
Yeah. Yo, if you thought your fucking needle in your face was a conspiracy, it definitely is now. Like, there now you got everybody coming to get you. Fucking.
Yeah, fucking Xenu is coming for you.
Yeah, I'm fucking gonna Hellraiser 2022 part 2. All right. So, yeah, just calm down, Democrats. Fascism is not defeated yet.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Who wants to go next?
I'll do it.
All right.
New video game just dropped. You see, God of War.
Oh, so good.
God of War just dropped. Awesome. I've got friends that are in that game. Hell yeah. It's going to fuck your life up. Don't play it. Why? Video games are a fun way to fuck your life up. I enjoy them, but I recognize that they are an addiction and they get in the way of a lot. And I've seen it. I've seen more lives ruined by video games than I've seen lives ruined by gambling.
I want to argue because I love video games and I'm playing God of War and I on my fucking 8K TV at 120 frames a second. But you're kind of right, because I mean, I remember in college I was addicted to video games, and I remember this girl was like, yo, you want to come over and do some stuff? And I was like, I can't. Madden just came out, so I'm sorry. And like, never spoke to her again. So I get it. But it's a fucking great game.
It is. I remember when Grand Theft Auto 3 came out, I know two different people that failed out of college because of Grand Theft Auto 3. It is like, video games are intellectual heroin. They make you feel great when you're doing them, and they have, you know, you can do it socially, but in the long term, like, and I'm not one of these people. I'm not a hustle culture person. I'm not a person who's, you always got to be grinding, man. You always got to be grinding.
Oh, yeah, no.
But like, if I actively played video games, I think I would have no career. And I think a lot of people are not, I think a lot of people don't achieve their dreams because of video games.
I
genuinely think that.
I know a comedian who's actually, I mean, she's doing pretty well, but not as well as she could be doing. She told me she lost a TV writing job because instead of putting together just like a formality writing packet, like they definitely wanted to hire her, she just played Candy Crush all weekend. And it's like, you don't think about that as video games, but it's the same thing. And what Jeff's describing is exactly why I don't play video games, because I can't. Like, once I start playing a game or doing anything, like, I have to finish it. Like, I'm going to be obsessed thinking about it. Like, it's going to fuck with my sleep. I got an Xbox during the pandemic, and there were times where I stayed up till 3 in the morning playing NBA 2K 20, 21, whatever one
it
was.
So good.
I built my own stadium. It had fucking backwoods advertising.
And it does nothing for you. And
nothing.
And what's funny is I think this might be the most hotly contested thing I will ever say here, because our fans are nerds and they like video games. Like, of course, like, video games are fucking fun. I'm not saying they're not. What I'm saying is they are a massive speed bump in life. And I recognize that there are social components to it. And, you know, I met my best man. I met him playing Modern Warfare 2 on the internet. It's like, that's cool. But there's people elsewhere. And I know that we find our, you know, pardon the phrasing, but you find your tribe. You find your people in ways that you do. And I liked playing NBA with Adam, you know, like talking shit and playing video games for what, 25 minutes at a time?
Yeah, we did it a couple times.
And then I was like, all right, well, I'm going to stop doing this because I want to do it all the time. And I have to record 3 shows tomorrow morning or something.
Like, I would get back into playing video games regularly if I was doing it on Twitch for money. But at this point in history, I can't dedicate the time I would need to, like, and I'm not going to fuck with something if I'm not going to be good at it. So, like, I don't have the time to be good at video games right now.
I play video games, I would say, every day, probably for like a couple hours a day. But you're right, it's very easy to get sucked in.
That's a lot of time.
Like 2 hours a day?
That's a lot of time.
Yes, I just do it before I go to bed.
I know, but like how long are you awake over the course of a day? I'm going to assume 18 hours?
I mean, I wake up at 5 a.m., I go to the gym, and then I work, then I write, and then I play video games.
Okay.
Unless I have a gig.
That didn't answer my question, though.
Like, so like, no,
how many hours are you awake?
I would say like 18 to 19 hours. Yeah.
Okay, so 18 hours. So if you're doing 2 of those hours, that means like 10%, 11% of your entire day is spent playing video games.
I don't think 2 hours a day is that bad.
It's not that bad.
Like, if it's how you I maybe watch 2 hours of TV a day.
Yeah.
Like, if it's how you unwind before you go to bed. It's like, whether you're watching TV or playing video games, it's like the worst way to unwind before bed.
For sure. I'm not saying it's great.
Yeah. But if you're just doing it to that extent, I don't think that's that bad.
It just really comes down to the fact that, you know, I had a friend, like one of my best friends, his marriage dissolved. And the reason why is because when he would get home from work, he just wanted to play video games because he was like, and it was his whole thing is like, I'm unwinding. You know, I work 2 jobs. I'm paying these bills. This is how I relax. And his wife was like, can we go for a walk and spend some time together? And he's like, this is how I support the family. And it was really one of those things where like the defense went so hard up because of the addiction that it became this thing where it's like somebody that's an alcoholic in the middle of an intervention, and they're like losing their fucking minds because everyone's like, this is bad. Like, it's bad for this real world that we're experiencing. And as much as we like it as an escape and as much as we like it as a fun thing, I don't think that, especially open-ended, like open world video games, fucking Skyrim, man, that shit was so fun. And I,
that's great.
It did not help my life. It just was awesome.
We like, can say that for like anything that's fun.
I don't agree.
What, like, if you're like, oh my God, I'm super into hiking, and you're just hiking all the time, then you can ruin relationships that way. Like, it's anything.
What?
Well, you can become, like, sure, anything can become too much of a time suck.
That's what I'm saying.
In a relationship.
Yeah.
Like, there are also benefits. Like, it's one of those things. Like, I remember the big thing was when people were like, you know, studies say video games improve hand-eye coordination before you say they're unhealthy. And it's like, shut the fuck up.
Well,
I will say, too, that, like, I understand, like, I've had some of my greatest memories were, like, LAN parties and stuff like that. And, like, doing, like, the communal aspect of it. And or like, playing video games with my friend across the country. Like, I get that. But when it's, like, playing just these like mega immersive things, I don't necessarily think they're good. And I think people make a lot of stretches as to like how they're justifying that they're good. And I don't necessarily think that on the grand scheme of things they are. So I'm so sorry to all of the people that feel so betrayed by me as a nerd for speaking out against our holiest of holy pastimes. But at least from my perspective, and I know, Adam, you and I have had very big talks about that, I wouldn't have a career if I was playing video games regularly. It just wouldn't exist.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have time to research. I wouldn't have time to record. I wouldn't have, you know, it's just like, even just think of stuff. Like, a lot of times we have to sit there and we think shit up.
Yeah.
And we'll be like, well, that would be a good idea. I don't necessarily think that, unless you're thinking about the video game, like, I should do a God of War podcast.
Or talking about it while playing video games, but
yeah,
not going to happen.
Yeah, there are certainly good avenues for it, and obviously esports is a thing, and although I Uber drove some esports people, and they were not happy. They did not like the games that they were playing anymore because of the amount that they had to play them. They were smoking the whole fucking carton.
Yeah, that sucks. Yeah,
anyway, enjoy God of War.
Yeah, have fun with God of War, everybody.
It's fucking great.
Yeah. A tip's like, I'm going to neglect the shit out of my kid. New Madden came out. Sorry, kid.
No, it's fine. Fucking, I can balance things. I mean, I think you just have to know what you can balance and what you can't, and then make that choice, and a lot of people don't. But again, that goes for like a lot of things.
Yeah.
Like, you hear about these fucking meatheads who are in the gym for like 8 hours a day and they don't have relationships. Like, it's the same thing.
Well, that's because they smell like shit.
But it's the same thing. It's just like,
yeah. Well, anything that you devote yourself to, like in a cult like way,
it's gonna fuck you.
Well, that's me with pinball. When all these guys are like, how many pinball machines do you have? I'm like, what the fuck? How many?
Yeah.
None.
Are you just watching Tommy every day to get better moves?
So I've been watching these YouTube videos. Like, there are people that are like insane about it. And I'm like, oh, we're not in the same division. Like, we're not the same person.
It's me with comic books.
Yeah.
A tiff. Your opinion is quite a barn burner.
Yeah, it's going to upset people. Especially coming from me, maybe. Okay, I'm going to preface it. So, well, fuck it. I think Nike separating themselves from Kyrie is fucking gross. Just based on the fact that they use literal slave labor to make their clothes. Like, I understand what Kyrie did was wrong, but I think the fucking punishment for that is like excessive. And Nike was already like, yeah, we're not gonna sell his shoes for a while. And they weren't even like great shoes. That's the weird part. Like, they're very mid. Like, no one was rocking Kyrie's, but yeah, they weren't great. And nobody's rocking them, but it's like, dude, we've seen like white people, famous white people, do way worse shit and not have to do like a tenth of what Kyrie has to go through. Adam Silver came out yesterday and he was like, as a Jewish person, I don't think Kyrie's anti-Semitic. He's just misguided because Kyrie's fucking dumb. He believes the world is flat. He's the dummy. I don't think he's malicious. He's dumb.
I love how
he apologized.
All these pundits have to tiptoe around the fact that they can't say out loud that Kyrie is a moron. They can't say he's stupid.
Yeah.
And so they have to tiptoe around it. And there is that intellectual pedestal that athletes are put on, which I think is a pretty unfair pedestal to put on. But they are also visible by millions and millions of people.
Yeah, sure. And he's like a faux intellectual. Like, I would say he's like a, but like, he's not, he apologized, he said he wasn't anti-Semitic, but like, they're still just fucking coming down on him. And it's like, dude,
he's like, how can I be like, anti-Semitic, well, if I've never even spoken to a Jew?
Here's the thing. This is different than a lot of other, you know, athlete controversies because of the time it's happening. Anti-Semitism is legitimately out of control right now.
Yes.
If I remember, I'll link to it in the show notes, but you can also just Google it. There was an incident that happened yesterday as we record this where a bunch of dudes stopped a bus full of Orthodox Jewish school kids, got on and started like shouting Hail Hitler and Jesus, threatening to kill these kids. And it was on the anniversary of Kristallnacht. That happened in Chicago. Hate crimes are up 75%, I think, in Chicago. It's either that or like specifically anti-Semitic hate crimes are up. So you have to acknowledge that. It's a really weird time.
Yeah. The Kanye thing. I mean, it's hard to not see the connection of Chicago, Kanye.
Yeah.
Anti-Semitism.
Well, it looks like I chose the wrong story to demonstrate how much of a problem anti-Semitism is becoming in this country. Because it's looking like this one is maybe fake. It's just that it has the distinction of having been reported on by every reputable news outlet in Chicago, including the Chicago Tribune, Chicago Sun-Times. And whether the story is even fake still kind of depends on who you ask. It was initially reported that a group of four men jumped onto a bus full of school children from a local Orthodox Jewish school in Chicago and performed Hitler salutes while hurling anti-Semitic slurs. And even worse, this happened on the anniversary of Kristallnacht, which was the organized and widespread attacks on Jews in 1938 Nazi Germany that are widely viewed as the beginning of the Holocaust. But then a couple days later, the story took a turn. At almost the exact same time on Friday, literally as we were recording this episode, dueling stories dropped. One came from the school in question and its principal, Rabbi Nosan Muller. Their claim was that video of the incident showed that nothing anti-Semitic happened. There was an incident where some kids on the bus teased a man who then stepped in front of the bus and demanded that it stop and that the driver open the door. And when the driver opened the door, the man started hurling profanities. This is a quote from Rabbi Muller. Nobody came onto the bus. There were no anti-Semitic slurs. Nothing of the sort. We watched the video multiple times. The driver should not have opened the door, that's for sure. But he didn't even put one step into the bus. He just threw out some profanity. Nothing happened, just an upset individual. And now, the part where this was alleged to be an act of anti-Semitism came from a press release issued by the Simon Wiesenthal Center, a Jewish human rights group. And almost as soon as the school in question refuted the more inflammatory details of that report, the Simon Wiesenthal Center jumped in to defend their take on the incident. They claim that they verified their report with parents of the children on the bus and police both. Here's a quote from a representative of the Simon Wiesenthal Center. When we went to press with the story and our statement, we verified with two parents who filed police reports what their sons had experienced. In addition, we spoke to two detectives and an officer in the police department who were investigating the students' allegations. End quote. And that quote comes from a Chicago Tribune article. And what's interesting about that article is that it kind of separately contradicts what the principal of the school claims. Here's a quote from the Chicago Tribune. Chicago police have confirmed that a 12-year-old boy was threatened by a group of people who stormed his school bus. According to police, the unknown offenders stood in front of the bus on the 2800 block of West Jerome Street around 5 p.m. Wednesday and forced it to stop. They got on the bus and then threatened to physically harm the boy. The group of people then got off the bus and fled from the scene, police said. End quote. And now that's a wildly different account than what the school provided. Their claim was that there was only one man involved, not a group of people, and that no one got on the bus. So someone here is wrong or lying or both. If this was legitimately an act of anti-Semitism, that's obviously very awful. But if this is a case of someone lying about it being anti-Semitism, that's also pretty awful, because that's definitely not a thing that you need to do right now. As I mentioned on this episode originally, anti-Semitic hate crimes are up 75% in Chicago this year. That's according to the Chicago Commission on Human Relations. So while this might have been the wrong story to go with in terms of illustrating how out of control that problem is right now, it doesn't change the fact that the problem is indeed out of control right now. So there's your update. Let's get back to the show.
Kanye was like, I'm anti-Semitic. Like, he was just saying that. I hope no one cuts that out of order. But, like, Kanye was like, yo, I'm going to say this. I'm going to go and get shoes. And I'm like, fuck that guy. Like, he's clearly making a choice.
I think where you definitely have an obvious point is Nike being like, oh, Kyrie Irving crossed a line. It's like, you, Nike, lobbied against legislation that would have restricted the import of goods made by slave labor because you're using slave labor to make your shoes.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I think, like, while we're on the subject of performative, I think that kind of speaks to the NBA being that too. Because, try to be in the NBA and criticize China. Like, could Kyrie Irving criticize Nike for using Uyghur slave labor to make their shoes?
He made millions off them.
Yeah. They would absolutely shut him down for that. So I think you're right in that it's
come from Nike.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what
here's the thing. I agree with you that it's performative. I don't necessarily agree with you that it's gross that they had to separate themselves from it
just because of what they do. It's like, this is the line.
Of course they're hypocrites. Of course they are. I mean, we see that all the time. And you're right. Like, when we look at some of the stuff people have done, especially white athletes, and I think Brett Favre, I mean, obviously it's not like Wrangler is going to be, you know, like, how many endorsements are a lot of those? See, the thing, Copper. White athletes seem to wait until they stop being athletes before they start wilding out. Like, Curt Schilling wasn't pitching and being like, I fucking hate black people like that.
Sure.
He wasn't doing that. He waited, and he's just like, I fucking hate black people after
that. Because he was surrounded by them in sports.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. The white guys are too fucking stupid. They can't be racist while they're on the team.
Yeah.
Unless you're John Rocker, who was like, I like working in Atlanta. So I don't have to go to New York where all the black people are. It's like, excuse me, John Rocker?
Yeah. Has he been anywhere in Atlanta?
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
You're the only white guy in Atlanta right now. You and Tom Glavine, who's just visiting right now. No, that's one of those things. But, like, I do notice it is very unfair. But I it's very unfair about the racial thing. But it's like, yeah, man, Brett Favre, he has Wrangler maybe, but he should have been
and
cut.
Copper Touch.
No, he lost a bunch of endorsements.
Good, fucking good. Good. Yeah. Piece of shit.
He should go to jail.
And
that's jail time.
The thing about Brett Favre should absolutely be in prison. The thing about Nike, too, is, it's gross for them to go this hard in the paint to punish Kyrie, but also to still be using slave labor. But I don't think I would have wanted them to, like, not address the Kyrie thing. Like,
They did initially.
Yeah.
They were just like, before he, like, apologized, they were like, we're going to hold off on selling his shoes for a while. We're going to, like, separate ourselves from him for the time being. And then when Adam Silver is like, I spoke to him, he seems misguided, they were like, fuck it, we're separating, we're cutting off to all ties. And it's like,
I would like to add that one of the things that you brought up in your notes, and I don't know if you said it out loud because I don't listen to anybody else on the show,
right,
is
what
you said, he apologized.
He did.
Do you know why? He didn't apologize because he felt bad about what he did or said. He apologized because he is facing the repercussions. He's not sorry that he did it. He's sorry he's dealing with the repercussions of it. And that is not a real apology. I'm sorry. Like, and I'm not.
But in that
case,
why even ask people to apologize if we're going to approach it that way? Like, that's kind of a catch-22 for him. Yeah.
I don't think we should demand people apologize. That's not real. Like, this thing where they're like, you belong to do an apology. It's like, I don't know if that's like, when you think about like how, and I use him as an example, but like Michael Vick, like, I think that's probably the best version of an apology I've ever seen, which is him being like, I grew up in this thing. I realize that it's fucked up for obvious reasons. But then he's like, and now I'm going to do the work afterwards. Like,
yeah.
That's kind of the shit where you're like, all right, this guy fucking gets it. At least he understands that, yes, the initial financial repercussions were a problem, but the long term aspect of undoing the harm as much as he can is important.
Or like Myers Leonard, NBA player. He said some slurs for anti-Semitism. He got punished, and then he went to go study, and like, he went to Israel to learn more about Jewish culture, and like, learned and grew.
And now he's in the IDF.
No, he's still in the NBA. But like, he just apologized. I know he's up. Yeah.
But see, one of the other issues with Kyrie, though, is those are the next steps people are wanting him to take. And now, like, the NBA Players Union and LeBron are coming out and being like, you can't make him do all that. He said he's sorry. But like, you can. Like, you can ask him to go out, especially if your argument is, well, he's not anti-Semitic, he's dumb. Then he needs to go out and do all that same learning. But it seems like now the consensus is, no, he said he's sorry, that's it. He doesn't have to do anything else. And, like, he doesn't. But if he wants to, like, make right with sponsors and shit, he does.
Yeah. I was going to say he needs to travel around the world, but then I remember he doesn't believe that the world is round.
He needs to travel across the world.
Yeah, he needs to travel to all four corners of the world.
And then just decide he's going to come back and set up a sect of Islam that works with all races. That won't get him assassinated by the government at all.
Isn't this going to, like, I feel like if everybody keeps coming down on him, I feel like he's already starting to turn into the victim, right? And then that's going to get overshadowed by, like, what he actually did. And then he could just play off being the victim by corporations and not really learn his lesson.
I mean, we're watching that happen with Kanye. And
that's what I'm saying.
And it's not going the way Kanye thinks it was going to go for him, other than the fact that there are sects of different communities that are going to back him no matter what and say that what he says is correct.
But sorry if I offended people. I think he should be punished, but it's like, dog, Nike. Like, you already did it. Nobody was looking for the Nike swing, you know what I mean?
For my next opinion, this is a thing I've talked about before, but it sort of piggybacks onto Atif's last opinion. I said it before, I will say it again, the 2024 World Cup is a human rights disaster.
Yeah.
And what has changed about my opinion now is that I would have loved if a bunch of American outlets back when we covered it, which I think like would have been 2019, maybe.
Yeah, I think it was 2019. Yeah. I was a part of that. So it would have been 2019. Yeah.
Yeah. I wrote a Medium article about it, and the 2024 World Cup, the infrastructure is being built with slave labor. There is a system in place in Qatar called the kafala system, which they claim they've kind of modified. But the crazy thing about Qatar, there are like 400,000 citizens, like actual citizens, in a country of like 3 million. And all those other millions of people are essentially slave labor. It is an uprising waiting to fucking happen. But in the meantime, all of that slave labor has been used to build the infrastructure for the World Cup, and thousands of people have died in the process. And I know people might be thinking, well, don't people always die when you're building stuff like that? Yeah, it's usually like 2-3 people when, like,
the highwaymen when Chris Christopherson fell into that into the dam.
Yeah. Yeah.
But also they would stop work for maybe a day if one of their coworkers just died.
Yeah.
And Qatar, they're like, nah, fuck that. Like, keep it going. We're going to put some cement over them.
Yeah.
Yeah, there have to be like bodies like just embedded in some of those buildings.
Didn't they say recently that, I forget who it was, but the president of, was it FIBA or whoever it was just like, yeah, Qatar was probably a mistake. We shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, set bladder.
Yeah.
And it's like good timing. And that's my issue. Like Rolling Stone, I think it was Rolling Stone just the other day, had an article about how workers at the 2024 World Cup are coming forward to talk about how thousands of people have died. And it's like, they were doing that years ago.
Yeah.
And it's like, now that you've probably milked all the possible World Cup 2024 ad dollars out of this human rights disaster that you can, now you're like, oh, by the way, huge, huge tragedy that we should not be supporting, but also go men's U.S. team.
Just the men, though.
Yeah, fuck the World Cup. Nobody.
No, the World Cup's it's awful. It's so awful and boring. Like I'm not.
We are.
I used to check into it, but now like with this is like the last straw. Like, dude, I don't give a fuck.
I'd say that my favorite part of the World Cup is when Zinedine Zidane headbutted that dude straight to hell in the chest.
Yeah, Marco Materazzi.
Because the guy was racist at him, so he just fucking buried the dude on the fucking field. And they were like, oh, what an abysmal way for the captain to leave his team. And I was like, I don't know, man, that's pretty fucking awesome.
Then he lost, so.
Yeah, well, but he also fucking buried that dude.
Yeah, my last actual World Cup memory is the last time I went to a Long John Silver's. It was in Van Nuys, and I found myself smack dab in the middle of a Mexican national team World Cup celebration. And here's the thing.
Long John Silver's.
A lot of fun. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
No, it was just the Long John Silver's was like at the same intersection where this celebration was happening. And it was actually pretty fucking cool because it wasn't like soccer. It was just people being happy about soccer. Soccer
it was
fucking
a block
sucks.
Party.
And
yeah, no, I used to love watching it with, I used to love going like Barney's Beanery and just watching the games with fans of that country, like especially if like Brazil was playing. But no, now I can't like support it because it's like, dude, they're playing games on literal like graveyards. Like there's thousands of bodies there and like no one gives a fuck and it's fucking gross.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go to a Dodgers game.
Oh, yeah.
I don't.
Yeah. Well, they got the bodies out of there before they.
Oh, they didn't let the bodies hit the floor?
Yeah, they moved everyone. So, yeah, it's coming up. It's going to interrupt Christmas because they're doing it in the desert. So they can't do it when they normally do the World Cup, which is the summer, because then they'll have thousands of slave labor deaths and also hundreds of soccer player deaths on their hands. There's a story. I'll dig up my World Cup article. There is a story. There was a soccer player who went and played in Qatar and ended up getting stuck there because he was there under the kafala system. And when he tried to leave his soccer team, they were like, no, we have your passport. You can't go anywhere.
Isn't it also like supposed to be like literally the hottest World Cup of all time? Because it like regularly it's like 118 degrees and they're going to be like, yeah, hearts are going to like stop.
That's why they moved it to the end of the year. So it's going to interrupt Christmas.
Yeah, but even at that,
do they know it's Christmas
at, like,
time?
Time frame? No, they don't give a fuck. At that point of the year.
Pay attention.
Oh, I didn't know. Sorry. I don't know Christmas.
But it's a song about awesome. People who also don't know it's Christmas time because they're... Because that was about Ethiopia, right? Primarily Muslim nation. Yeah, they don't know it's... I mean, they do. But
and Jewish.
Yeah, they...
On Ethiopian Jews. But I don't know.
You do that Tarzan-ass thing in the middle of a fucking Christmas song?
Atif, you were trying to say like, something and we won't let you because we're super
racist.
You
won't let me, but I used to live over there and even like in December, it gets to like 80, 90 degrees.
Yeah.
Like, it's still going to be like hot as balls. But you're right, in the summer, it gets to like 120, 130. So yeah, it's not fun.
The good
times. And you can't wear shorts if it's anything like Saudi Arabia.
I hope they have to wear full-on cricket uniforms with sweaters and everything.
like shorts are illegal. Like that's why all Muslim men wear like that long t-shirt thing, because it's more breathable.
Yeah, that's fair. Big old dress.
Yeah.
Nice in their sundress. These guys walking around trying to get railed in a sundress. I see them.
You're going to get us all fucking murdered today.
You sure are. So, yeah. Fuck the World
What's
Cup.
Our listenership in Qatar, by the way? What's our number? It's pretty high, right?
Pretty high, yeah.
40% of our listenership.
I think it at least doubles when I come on. They're like, oh, this is an Arab sounding guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do. You sound super Arab.
Yeah. Everybody hears a Tiff come on. They're like, that's the most Arabic accent I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, he's going to pronounce it Qatar. Like, yeah, he knows his shit.
Oh, yeah. I used to pronounce it Qatar, on podcasts and people would get salty in the comments.
Yeah, because they're like, well, you fucking trying to fucking say intellectual, fucking pronounce it Qatar, right?
Yeah, Qatar sounds cooler.
Qatar.
I can't do it any other way, so that's why like I'm trying not to say it so you guys don't do that to me. So
why would we do it? How racist do you think we are?
I don't know, man from Boston. What did you tell me?
It's got you there, racist. Jeff.
Yeah. Like, I'm pretty racist. I'm just worried it'll come out. Like, yeah, I'm
going to kill you.
Hey, Jeff, speaking of that, what's your next opinion?
Hey, man, colonizing is bad. I think we all know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
You've been on Twitter on Columbus Day.
Oh, I just read this one. This one's going to be controversial.
I think this one's going to be a thing because for every Columbus Day, for the past 20 years, you always get this thing that does this whole thing where they're like, you know, Columbus is bad. You know that? You know Columbus is bad? And it's like, yeah, man, we get it. We changed the name. It's Indigenous Peoples Day. Like, fuck yeah. Like, we get that. I brought up Thanksgiving to somebody, and somebody brought up that it's a colonizer holiday. And I was like, yeah, but we can, like, reframe it to just, like, a day to be thankful. And, like, maybe we can just let people be thankful for stuff and not necessarily, like, nobody's, like, colonization is great. Like, are people doing that still? I mean, maybe in Florida.
Yeah.
Maybe Florida.
But this whole thing where everybody needs to find some moral high ground of a holiday where people, like, I don't know, like, Columbus Day isn't even really a day anymore. It's they changed it.
Who was celebrating Columbus Day?
Italians.
Just sales, right? Just right. Sales were like, yo, fucking buy a mattress for 80% off on Columbus Day.
Yeah.
Right? But like Thanksgiving, I don't think anybody's like, yo, this is when we fucking murk Native Americans. Like, I hope people aren't doing that.
But you'd be surprised at how many people are like, before you celebrate Thanksgiving, please make sure you understand the horrible nature of what it's like. Yeah, man, we know. Like, I get that. Yeah. But like this need to overly push the fact that and this is the part where, you know, this is what Floridians think of when they're like, oh, these blue haired woke pronoun people. But like when people keep pushing shit on you like that and you're like, yeah, man, I know I'm still going to like do Thanksgiving. Like I'm still going to do that. And I don't need you to try to think that you've introduced me to the fact that something bad happened to the Native Americans that lived here and the indigenous people. Like, I know.
Yeah.
I don't know what do you want me to do about that? Should I not be thankful for the fact that I'm still alive and take a moment as a symbolic day of reflection and just fucking be like, I'm fucking glad that I don't have a needle in my jaw. I'm thankful for that. How many of us can say that on this show, you know?
I hate I don't like Thanksgiving. I like the days off. I think Thanksgiving's silly.
It's halftime.
Because I hate turkey a lot. Like, I think it's like a bottom five like, it's a bottom five meat. Like, it's not
same.
Good.
Same.
You should have brought this to the fucking show because I would have ripped you apart.
Oh,
I think it's terrible.
We've but talked it's like about. The fact, yeah, we've brought that up on the show before. Turkey's
but
mid.
The fact, I just, yeah, and I hate the idea that we have, like, a fucking designated meal for a day. Like, that seems so fucking stupid. Like, why can't we eat whatever we want on our day off?
You can.
Chill.
You can do
but
that.
But I'm saying, but they're like, we got to have turkey. Like, it goes with it. It's like.
Well, some people like traditions and they like keeping traditions. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah, no.
That's why some men wear dresses in the desert. Like, it's traditional.
It'd still be like homophobic. Like, it's weird.
Yeah, but like, no, but like, some people have, I love doing, like, it's nice to do the things that you grew up doing and you can bring the knowledge that you have now that you didn't have when you were 6 years old. Like you weren't running around on Thanksgiving and somebody being like, listen up, fuckface, before you sell, you know, like you weren't saying that to a kid at the time. But it's like I still like jellied cranberry sauce in the shape of a can in a dish. And it's like something that I enjoyed as a kid that once a year, maybe I will go back, revisit and enjoy. And I understand that bad things happened. I'm not saying get over it. What I'm saying is, yeah, man, I know, like we know that. And and like posturing about it like a college freshman who's back after their first History 101 class to blow everybody's minds with the stuff they just learned because they read their first book. Like, I don't know, man. I'm just fucking this is me rolling my eyes verbally at that.
Yeah, but I feel like this is a problem you don't have to encounter. If it's people, say, responding to you being like, hey, I love Thanksgiving. Well, yeah, so do a lot of people. You don't have to, like, you have to expect if you post that on the internet, you're like, the internet is a whole bunch of things. And one of them is people who are just waiting for that opportunity to go, oh, yeah. I'm going to jump in and tell you that thing you like is bad. So you could also just like not tell the internet that you love Thanksgiving. Like, I don't, like, yeah.
I mean, I don't love Thanksgiving, but I do take a moment of the day. I mean, we've talked about
this. Yeah, but I'm saying
before,
you don't have to, you don't have to talk to the internet about it.
Well, sure. Yeah. I don't have to talk to the internet about anything, but here we are on the internet talking.
Yeah.
Like, no, but it's like,
I get
like
that.
When I'm like, yo, it's like, yo, when I, it's like when I'm like, yo, I like pro wrestling, and people are like, it's fucking fake. And it's like, I know that.
Yeah.
I don't
is it?
Yeah, I don't think the only way people fight is they put on underwear and go at it in front of thousands of people with music. Like, I know it's fake.
Yeah, I don't think that clown's really trying to hurt that garbage man. Like, I feel like I understand how this works.
Yeah, why is this guy giving people haircuts with garden shears? Like, I guess it makes no sense.
I guess what I'm saying is, to our listeners, if you are one of those people, calm down. Like, Jesus Christ, man. If somebody says they're going to take a moment to be thankful for something, I'm pretty sure they probably know about the genocide of the indigenous people of America. And I'm pretty sure that they're not celebrating that. I'm sure they're also taking this moment as a symbolic reason to be thankful for the shit in their life. That's all I'm saying. Like, you can do that. And I think it's important that you do. You should go through the receipts of your life and look at this good stuff that you have and at least take a moment. And if you need a day on a calendar to give you that, to remind you that there are people in your life that love you and support you, have at it, man.
A tiff. This is,
I think this
is the opinion that brought you to this episode. You've floated it a couple times casually. But never.
This is what got me to the show.
Never in an official way. Let's hear this fucking lunacy.
I hate condiments. Like, I eat my burgers like plain. I eat French fries with no ketchup. I eat salads dry.
You are a psycho. Like,
ouch. What? That's just a bowl of lettuce. That's not a salad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
finally, I can have the specific flavors of romaine lettuce and a piece of celery.
I'll eat a plain hot dog. Like, what? I don't give a nothing. Like, I think the furthest I'll go is like soy sauce, but I don't even think that counts.
That's
right?
That's just a glass of salt.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I don't know. Like,
what?
No ranch for like, yeah, I don't, no blue cheese to dip shit in. Like, if I get wings, I'll just eat the celery raw dog. Like, but I don't like condiments on things.
So not even like dipping sauces.
No.
What's your
sandwich?
So let's say you're eating some chicken nugs.
Plain.
What?
Yeah.
That is some 6-year-old palate shit. Right
yes.
There.
Do
you only eat, if you're having pasta, is it buttered noodles?
No, I like chicken parms, but that's like.
How can you do that? With
that's like a step above. Like, I know it's not a lot.
You
like,
know what that is? That's ketchup. It's ketchup on there.
That's okay. Not really.
But it's.
Yeah, no.
The ingredients are very similar. They're just provided.
Yeah, a tomato is very similar to ketchup, too. You're right. Like, this ice is similar to water. Yeah, I know. Like, I get that. But, like, I hate fucking condiments. I don't put it on anything. My wife's family thinks I'm a fucking psycho.
You
Most
are.
Of these listeners probably think I'm a psycho. Yeah, I know. I don't.
No, everybody knows you're a psycho.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is
raw dog and food.
You never, when was the last time you tried a condiment?
Man, fuck, I would say when I was 11. I think it all comes from like childhood trauma, really.
Oh, let's hear this.
Okay. Wow, I don't know if we have enough time for this episode.
Dude, when I was 11, we were eating we were in Saudi Arabia, and for some reason, the fried chicken tenders came with like tartar sauce?
Nope.
Something. And nice. I was like, dude, I don't think I like tartar sauce. And my dad is like, you gotta fucking eat it. And I took a bite and I just threw up all over the table. And I'm like, I fucking hate tartar sauce. But that's like what happens. Like, that happened like years before when I tried like a Big Mac and I just threw up. Like, I just hate. So I hate condiments.
Okay. Okay. You hate a specific type of condiment. You hate a dill condiment. Because that Big Mac sauce, that's like a Thousand Island with, I don't know why I'm doing the Make It Rain. But that's like a Thousand Island with like pickles in it. And like tartar sauce has pickles in it.
Can we do an event with the TIFF where we have different like aiolis and sauces?
No,
and have
I would throw up everywhere.
Sample them. You know, you do also recognize that like your palate shifts drastically over the course of your life, right?
No, because when my wife is like eating fries with ketchup, I'm like away from her. And like I don't think I kissed her like that night. I kissed her on the head.
You are so lucky that woman is even your wife because of this.
I know. It's and I'm worried like kissed I'm gonna have a kid soon the and head. They're gonna be fucking gross with ketchup, and I'm like, dude, I'm gonna fucking throw up on my kid. Like
I'd rather your kid be gross with sugary toxic ketchup than to end up being ostracized from all of society the way you are trying to do to yourself.
Yeah, this
I hate it. I can't.
I used to be against like mayonnaise and stuff, but even that I've come around to. Like I understand its place in the world. It like it keeps your sandwich from being dry. It's like almost not even there.
It's a great grilling fat too.
Yeah.
That's why you eat hot sandwiches, so they're softer.
Oh my God. This is it's like you're the most sophisticated 5-year-old I've ever met. Like, that is legitimately what a 5-year-old eats, where it's like, burger plain.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, it's like, even with like, we'll go to like a steakhouse and be like, you want some au jus? I'm like, no, just give me like a raw fucking.
Wait, you won't even do au jus? That's just the.
No.
That's just the juice from the meat.
The juice of the steak.
I know. I speak French. It's like, and juice. Yeah. I'm like, I don't fucking put that shit on the side, and then I don't even fuck with it.
Wow.
Do you drink juice?
I drink this big gallon of water.
That's like, not water. That's not what. That's juice. I'm asking about juice, sir.
Not really.
What is water? Earth juice? That's not how that works.
No, I will, but it's like that's like health reasons though. It's like too sugary. It's just as bad as soda.
Okay. What about like what about like a salsa?
I'll fuck with salsa sometimes.
Okay.
Does it have to be a pico de gallo though?
It has to be like a firmer one, like an actual food.
You are an unhinged maniac. You are.
Yeah.
I'm going every time I've gone to Comic-Con and got you comics, I want them back. I'll give you your money back.
Worth
give
something
them back.
Now.
Yeah, I want them. Give them to me. No, I don't want them.
Yeah, it's fucking I know it's fucking weird, and like I try to when I go to a restaurant, they're like, "Do you want a salad?" I'm like, "Put the dressing on the side." I don't even fuck with it because I don't want to be that weird. I was like, give it to me dry. I have to try to like, I know it's weird, man.
Give it to me dry.
Ooh, do you season meat?
Yeah. But that's like salt and pepper sometimes, or it's like, fuck it, or you marinate it. But like, my wife handles it.
Marinate it?
That's a condiment.
My wife handles it.
That's a sauce.
I grill it. I don't know. Wow. Yeah, I grill it. And for some reason, I can get past that. But like putting more... I can't do, man.
You got to go to like a therapist for that, man.
Yeah. No, I'm happy. I like how I eat.
It's not for you. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about for all of the other people in your life that have to then explain to all the other people in their life.
It's just my wife. But usually, like if we're at like a party and there's like shit around, I just won't eat. And she'll be like, "It's Ramadan," and then, like, "Oh, okay." Like,
wait, hummus.
How is it Ramadan every time you're here?
I hate hummus.
What?
I fucking hate hummus.
That's just a ground up chickpea, though.
I fucking hate it. It's just fucking weird.
Mm.
Yeah, I know.
Your food preferences are based on viscosity as opposed to actual.
And even just smell and just like the taste. Like I've tasted hummus, I can't fuck with it.
Mediterranean. So like. Falafel? You eating a falafel?
No.
Wait, wings? No. Wait, buffalo wings. You said you get wings. Yeah,
they have to be, like, not that wet. You know what I'm saying? Like, it has to be, like, if it's too wet, I won't fuck with it.
Who are you?
This is so weird.
Like, I have most known of the you wings, for, like, 9 years.
Most of the wings I'll get are, like, from, like, Buffalo Wild Wings, and I'll get the garlic parmesan wings because it's just like fried wings with like cheese.
Yeah, that's a dry rub. Well, yeah, I mean, barely... if I could make a suggestion, try the Desert Heat sometime. Also a dry rub. Okay. Very good.
Yeah. I love how upset Jeff is. Like,
Jeff's very mad. Yeah.
I know.
It's not that I'm mad. I'm just like, I'm doing the math in my head, and I'm just sitting there just being like, I don't know, man, you need to probably just go to like some kind of form of help for that.
Yeah.
I know you say you like it, but just I'm going to for my own edification, I want you to know that everybody in your life, this is the one thing they talk about when you're not around.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. It's funny because like my best friend Joe is like the same way, which is weird.
That's why he's your best friend, obviously.
Probably, because, yeah, we just don't eat fucking condiments.
Hey, do you eat like a four-year-old, too?
Yeah, I sure do.
You guys just sit around and eat little bags of Cheerios together? Yeah. No milk, because you don't want them wet? Just a nice
raw
little
dog,
snack.
Like tortilla chips? Just tortilla chips, no salsa?
Come on.
Get a Frito, at least.
Food.
Jesus Christ.
Nachos?
Food should taste good on their own.
See, I'm just trying to think up foods, like nachos?
Nachos? Only melted cheese, not the extra shit.
But you like tomato sauce?
Like... on a pizza, yeah, when there's, you know what I mean? But
or
like
pasta.
Ketchup, yeah. But ketchup, I can't fuck with.
Ketchup is a sauce made of tomatoes.
There's also like vinegar in it and stuff, and it just smells like there's a different smell and the taste. Like sure. It tastes different. You don't
it's
put marinara
sugar.
In
it's actually
burger.
The sugar, realistically, that's giving the ketchup its okay. flavor. But man.
Oh, boy.
Oh, fuck. I feel like it's funny because we brought up things that are really polarizing before, and this is, I think, the thing that's going to get the most amount of comments.
I don't know. I feel like Jeff has one more before we're done.
Oh, it's all good. We each got two in.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're sure?
We're already an hour and 15 minutes in, so.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, it's just, no, I could do another 2 hours on this one thing that you just said.
I know it's bad because like when I've done podcasts and it came up randomly, it derailed everything. Like
yes.
We'd be talking about something sad.
Yeah, yeah.
And it'd be like, Malcolm X likes ketchup. I'd be like, oh, I hate ketchup. And then Adam would be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And then I'll say I hate all condiments. And everybody just gets upset and sad. And then we continue.
It's sad and upsetting.
It is. It's.
I hate condiments.
It's troubling. Barbecue
I'm
sauce?
I'm
going
to call Child Protective Services.
I guess I don't know what you would eat. Well, no, you eat chicken. So...
yeah, like barbecue sauce. I'll just get like fried chicken or like grilled chicken, but no barbecue sauce.
Wow.
No.
Yeah.
Nope.
That's why my wife's gonna do more of the raising of the kids' culinary habits. Like I'm not.
Yeah, you should
I don't
just
want
play
them to turn out like me.
You should just play video games.
Yeah, just play Condiment Hero.
Like, oh man. Sorry.
So
I feel like you should have to apologize for this, and I don't know why. It affects my life in no way,
both,
but like
you are so mad.
I'm bewildered. I'm perplexed. And my brain is snapping trying to figure this out.
I feel like you have crossed a line and we are going to stop selling your shoes in the Unpop store.
The Atif Force Ones are going to be canceled off the Unpop.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I brought up some... you guys, I'm never coming back. Your fans are going to hate me. I feel like I was beloved at one point. Like, Nerd by Numbers liked me a lot, and he's going to fucking hate my guts now. Like,
oh, I think you'll be fine.
I think Trey will be fine. He's a very forgiving guy.
Oh, man. Sorry.
I mean, you are a bad person for this, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. We can't. We really could talk about this, but it would just be another hour of us going, really?
Yeah, and then we'd be like what about butter on popcorn? And then we'd be like, well, that's technically not the thing
I'm talking about. I don't even put butter on a pancake.
Oh my God.
A fucking raw dog
but do
pancake.
You don't put maple syrup on pancakes?
Not really, no.
Fuck you.
Just raw dog.
Fuck
what
you.
Is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Don't even eat a pancake then. The fuck out of here.
I don't eat them that often. That's
what
why.
About a McGriddle?
I've never had one. They have pork in it. I'm Muslim.
You eat bacon. I've seen you talk about it.
What?
I think once when I accidentally had pepperoni pizza. Yeah. Yeah.
So you're already going to hell.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I'm married to like a non-Muslim and our kid's not going to be Muslim.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, why are you arbitrarily following those rules, man?
I don't know. I like it. I don't know.
Are you wearing pants right now or shorts?
Yeah, we definitely have.
I'm wearing shorts. I'm wearing the shortest
shorts.
Wow,
you're going to Muslim hell, bro. No virgins for you.
It's fine. So I'm sorry. I'm sorry, everybody.
I think you'll be fine.
Plain biscuits. No butter on those either.
Okay, you're just... every time I say I think you'll be fine, you say something else.
Yeah.
It's just so
inflammatory.
Giving you a
shovel to dig your ditch with.
I know. No, it gets, it's weirder. Yeah.
Have you ever eaten like a shrimp cocktail? Do you just like...
I eat the shrimp cold.
You're eating shellfish? Isn't that against Muslim
I like
rule?
The cold... No, it's Jewish.
Oh.
Jesus. That felt like the right time to say Jesus.
Cover all three of the big ones.
Yeah. Knock them all out right there. So I feel like I'm going to say that... That's our episode. And
yeah. See you all in the comments.
I'm sorry.
How many people are going to delete their Patreon subscriptions?
Please don't. Just fucking, I don't know. Like, I'm sorry, guys. I'm so sorry. I feel bad. Has this been like the most unpopular opinion?
This might be the most polarizing unpopular opinion we've ever seen on the show. And I'm not even kidding.
Have you ever had Nashville hot chicken?
No.
That's kind of dry, right?
No, it's also, it's melted.
I don't like spicy either. Like, I'm come on. Okay. Like, you should have seen that coming.
Yeah, that stands.
Just looking away.
Yeah, that stands to reason.
Sorry. Even if you had a burrito and they hid some shit in there?
No, burritos, I just get like rice, meat, and cheese, and that's it.
You're going to get gout.
Or the all-meat burrito from like King Taco, just fucking plain.
King's disease.
Jesus.
Sorry.
The King Taco's disease.
All right, that is, I think, our episode. Thank you both so much. What do we have to plug before we get out of here? I will plug adamtoddbrown.substack.com. That's where you can pay me to write. And depending on how this needle embedded in my head works out, I might only be able to write for a while. So, hey, head over there and check things out. I didn't write anything new this week for obvious reasons, but I'll be back at it next week, hopefully. I got a needle in my head, everybody. It's tense times. I'm still learning to live with. It's like I got a fucking shelter pet and it's not good. And I'm like learning to fucking make peace with it. But instead it's a broken off portion of needle. I don't want to say portion. It's the whole needle, just not like the syringe part. Right there in my head. So, I'll be around.
For now.
Tiff, do you want to plug anything?
Nah, my kid's going to be here like in 10 days, so I'm not doing anything.
Jeff?
I'm here to plug sauce as a concept. I think you all should enjoy it. I think you should all learn to be better parents by trying it. That's all I'm saying. I'm just saying. I've been a part of it. I've seen what happens to families broken up by stuff like this. No, but that being said, I have cool friends, and I have a show called Jeff Has Cool Friends, which you can listen to for free. But you can also get it a week earlier, uncensored with bonus content at patreon.com/Jeff May, along with shows like Nerd with Dre Alvarez and Ugh Fine, my monthly show with Kim Kral, and more. So check that out, patreon.com/Jeff May. You can also check out Tom and Jeff Watch Batman on the Gamefully Unemployed Network, RIP Kevin Conroy. And you can also hear You Don't Even Like Sports, a sports podcast about how a TIFF doesn't like sports.
Whoa!
And that is on the Unpopular Opinion Network. Find all of us on the social medias that still exist by the time this drops.
Yeah.
And other than that, bye.
All right. I think that's it. A TIFF, say goodbye.
Bye.
Jeff, say goodbye.
You get the Sriracha Aioli rookie card, everybody.
Goodbye, everybody. We love you.
Jam Mint Delicious. Bristol Street, I'm coming.